Let's get you back to On the Map. Here's Dave Plyer.
All right, the nationally designated Fabulous Fox Water Trail straddles the border from southeast Wisconsin to northeast Illinois. And the trail offers 158 miles of paddling through gorgeous Midwest towns and landscapes, including prairies, forests, farms, and bluffs. There's a river access at more than 70 public locations. Many are in vibrant communities with restaurants, historical and cultural amenities to enjoy. And to talk about it all is Karen Ann Miller. She's Executive Planner, Kane County Development Department, and Illinois Co-Chair of Fabulous Fox Water Trail, and she joins us on the map. Welcome in, Karen. How are you?
Fine. How are you, Dave? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So first, talk to folks who might not be really familiar with this, because it was recently designated a national water trail. What does that all mean, and how did that all come about?
Okay. Well, the National Park Service has what's called the National Water Trail System, and that includes a distinctive national network of exemplary water trails that are cooperatively supported and sustained. Now, a water trail is a mapped and designated portion of maybe a river or a lake or a shoreline where it is mapped so that paddlers can enjoy it for recreation. A number of us stakeholders in Wisconsin and Illinois learned about the National Park Service's National Water Trail System a few years ago, and we thought it might be fun to see if we could create a water trail for the Fox River.
And that is, of course, you know, you're also working in tandem and in cooperation with another state, which is always an adventure, but it really created something beautiful here.
Yes, it really was a lot of fun. We received a lot of support from stakeholders along the river, landowners that own the access sites along the river, local governments, residents, organizations. It was a very positive experience.
And how do you become a designated water trail? Like, what is the process to go through? Obviously, there's applications. They come out and take a look at it. Like, how does that all come about?
Well, you have to meet certain criteria that is put forth by the National Park Service. So what we did, first of all, was we applied for technical assistance from the National Park Service, and we worked with someone from the Milwaukee office for about 3 years.
Wow. Yeah.
And she took us through the process of getting volunteers to go out, look at all the different access sites along the river. We had surveys that they could complete. And then we took that information and we created maps.
Okay.
We divided the Fox River into 14 different segments, and we put all of this information on our maps. We also then created a website with information that included the maps, safety information. We have detailed information also on all the access sites, as well as dozens of itineraries that you can choose from.
I love that.
But we also... I know, it's great. It's very helpful for those who want to go paddling on the river. We also had to show on our application, which turned out to be about 100 pages long, that we were implementing best management practices of the Park Service, which included community support, conservation, education, maintenance, planning, public information, and recreation.
I love it. And you got it all done, and now we have access to this. So let's talk about accessing the Fox River if people want to go out and paddle. How does it all begin?
Well, you can go to our website. We have at www.fabulousfoxwatertrail.org. You can take a look at our 14 different segment maps and see where you might be interested in paddling. And then you can look at all of our different itineraries and see where you might want to go based on your experience, how far you might want to paddle for a day, where you might want to get out and experience some cultural amenities along the river, mm-hmm. have lunch, have an ice cream cone, whatever.
And there's a lot of great examples that you put on these maps. There's just very interesting places to explore. So you got to do what you're kind of comfortable with or something that you want to do that's new, right? Because there's a lot to do around the river.
Exactly. Also, we want people to be aware that we do have a number of dams on the river, And so you want to be cautious of those. That's why we have that information on our website and also on our maps.
Very good. Now, if I wanted to make a multi-day trip, you know, I mean, obviously, if I want to go up there and spend a weekend up there, there are great places and great options, different types of options to stay overnight, right?
Oh, sure. There are options anywhere from motels, hotels, Airbnbs. We have a number of websites you can go on to. You can go on to the St. Charles Business Alliance website. Also Explore Elgin and the Aurora Area CVB website. And they will provide you with information about where you can stay overnight.
And great dining.
They also have great information on, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead, please.
Oh, they also have great information on restaurants.
That's what I was going to ask. Exactly.
And also,
yeah.
Festivals and activities, other things that you can do along the river.
Now, you've been living this for a long time, so what has your personal experience been on and along the river? Like, what are some of the things you enjoy doing, or what have you taken in and just said, wow, this is amazing?
Well, you know, when you're on the river, it's a totally different experience than when you're on the shore. And so I do love being on the river and just relaxing. There are some areas that I do like up in the Carpentersville area, getting in at Fox River Shores Forest Preserve and then paddling upstream and then floating back downstream is really nice. Also, if you go down to the southern part of the Fox River in LaSalle County, there are actually bluffs along the river.
Mm. Beautiful, beautiful. And if you're a novice, if this is something that's fairly new to you, when you talk about all the different examples and areas to explore, you know, for beginners, there's definitely routes that you can take.
There are more simpler parts of the river, easier access, etc. But you might want to take a lesson. We do have one canoe and paddling company called Howling Wolf out of Aurora that will give you a lesson on paddling and safety and even take you out on the river.
That's great. And so, but if you're someone that paddles all the time, I mean, honestly, from what I see here, the opportunities are endless.
Yes. Yes. And we do have folks who have done the entire length of the river.
Wow. Wow.
Which is amazing to me.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely is. Well, there is so much more to talk about on the fabulous Fox Water Trail. We're talking to Karen Ann Miller, Executive Planner, Kane County Development Department, and Illinois Co-Chair for Fabulous Fox Water Trail. And we'll have a lot more after the news coming up next.
Let's get you back to On the Map. Here's Dave Plyer.
All right, we are talking to Karen Ann Miller, Executive Planner, Kane County Development Department, and Illinois Co-Chair of the Fabulous Fox Water Trail. Karen, what's the website folks can go to again?
You can go to www.fabulousfoxwatertrail.org.
All right, I got a couple of texters with some questions, and 309 is asking, Fox River, how does one get past the dams?
We do have portaging along or around all of the dams. And if you look on our maps, it'll show you where the portage is around the dams.
Okay. Texter from 773 asks, can guys with bad hips get on the river?
Well, I guess it depends on what type of boat.
Yeah.
Perhaps a canoe would be easier than a kayak.
Yeah, that's a good tip. I like
but
that.
There's all different kinds of canoes and kayaks for all different kinds of abilities.
Very cool. Very, very cool. All right, so let's talk about some of the partners that you have along the Fox River that can help your adventure be even more productive and fun.
Well, as I mentioned before, one of our partners is the St. Charles Business Alliance, which covers the area around St. Charles. Also, the Explore Elgin and the Aurora Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. And if you Google any of those, they will give you up-to-date information about what's going on along the river. All kinds of festivals and there's music venues. There's Kane County Cougars, minor league baseball. The River Edge Park in Aurora is beautiful. It's a music venue that's fairly new. There's also the Fox River Bike Trail, which runs parallel to the Fox River. So you could make a weekend out of that. You could paddle the Fox River one day, and you could ride your bike along the bike trail another day.
Yeah, I was going to say.
We also have...
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Karen.
We also have conservation-minded organizations along the river. Friends of the Fox River is a very important organization. In fact, they are going to be holding their It's Our Fox River Day on September 21st.
Okay.
With last year, there were over 100 events along the Fox River, from yoga classes to cleanups. Another one is the Fox River Ecosystem Partnership, and a third one is the Conservation Foundation.
I was going to say, you really got to check the communities along the Fox River, because there is always something happening in those towns that you can make part of your trip, right?
Right. Oh, yes. There's always something going on.
Now, what if I want to rent a canoe or kayak? What places can we go to do all that, and where do we get started?
In Geneva, there's the Milray Cyclery, which is right on the river on Main Street in Geneva. And then there's also Howling Wolf, which is in the Aurora area. And if you Google Howling Wolf with an E at the end of wolf, then you'll come up with the information about how to contact them.
Is the Milray Cycle Place named after that little restaurant that used to be there a million years ago on the river?
Well, there's actually a Milray that is across the street, which is part of the river. And I think both the restaurant and the cyclery were named after the actual Milray.
Oh, that's very, very cool. Okay. And again, throughout the summer, you mentioned also bikes. Can you rent bikes there, or are you bringing your own bike to go along the trail on the Fox River?
You can do it either way. The Milray Cyclery also rents bikes.
Okay. Now, if it was you talking about, like, your favorite adventure, your favorite place to go, your favorite trail, place to stop for a restaurant, what would you tell folks to do without naming your favorite child? I know that's difficult.
That is really tough, because the river has a lot of different land uses along its shores, anywhere from rural to urban. I think I mentioned before, up in the Carpentersville area, I do like that section, getting in at Fox River Shores Forest Preserve and then paddling upstream. I would say that in East Dundee, there is an Irish pub called Rosie O'Hare's, which is very popular with paddlers. I've been there a number of times.
I think East Dundee is a little underrated. Like, it's a beautiful little town along the river.
It is. It is. Both East and West Dundee are one of the, you know, nice small communities along the river where you can just walk around and go into shops, go into restaurants, etc.
Very, very cool. Karen Ann Miller, Executive Planner, King County Development Department, Illinois Co-Chair of the Fabulous Fox Water Trail. Karen, thank you for sharing all of this with us, and you have a great weekend.
Thank you, and you too, Dave.